The Mazda MX-30 was launched earlier this year as a mild hybrid with a fully electric version coming later and is now available by order. The first thing you notice is the unusual design that either people seem to like or dislike. It's neither an SUV, wagon nor a hatchback. It is a four-door design but with rear suicide doors and a large boot and a long bonnet. Has a distinctive grille and front lighting area. Initially, there are three mild hybrid models with one engine and transmission. The MX-30 hybrid range combines 114kW 2-litre petrol engine with Mazda's own mild hybrid system. The system sends drive to the front wheels via a 6-speed automatic transmission. There is no electric-only drive in this version. It is typical of all Mazda cars in that it is put together well, quiet, rides well and does nothing wrong. It is, however, very confusing as to why it is actually designed. It appears to be very different for different sake. Priced from just under $34,000 per the usual cost, it will be interesting to see if buyers' appetite for something so different. I'm Rob Fraser.
For more from the new car world, visit anyauto.com.au today. At anyauto.com.au, you'll find a review of one of the latest new cars to come to the Australian market, the Toyota Yaris Cross. And with Australians seemingly in love with dual cab utes, at anyauto.com.au, you can check out reviews and details on the all-new Nissan Navara and all-new Mazda BT50, as well as the big-selling Toyota Hilux Rogue. All those reviews and so much more, anyauto.com.au.